This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let me just warn you up front. Things may get a little sweaty around here today. We have a heat index of something like 113, but not to worry. You know, I have my fan. You know, I've got my little feet in the wading pool. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but you get the point. I'm wearing sunblock even inside. And I've got, we're going to call this the JR. We've got both Jane and Joan who are waiting to talk, so I'm not going to mess around. Me being Joy, I guess, the third one. Man, maybe we could change your name to Janny today, but never mind. All right, Jane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Okay, can you hear me?
Beautifully, thank you. I can.
Okay, well, I've got lots of heat on, and I've got 70 sunblock inside a car.
Good woman.
Calling from the beautiful Virgin Islands, too blessed to be stressed, but I appreciated what you said about, I believe, Alzheimer's in your family.
Okay, thank you. How can I,
The quality of music. I study energies, and I used to teach special needs children, and folks used to say understanding autistic and Down syndrome children is understanding energies. And my mother, with her Alzheimer's, I noticed the quieter the music, the calmer her Alzheimer's would become, because they can get upset very easily. And, you know, you were speaking about the effect of music on operating and that area. But one area I didn't hear you mention, but I caught the show toward the end, is the soldiers we've lost with PTSD from the war, Dr. Joy?
Well, we haven't lost them. They're just kind of missing in action right now. So it's not a signature loss.
We've had a lot of suicides in the
United States. That is true. It is true.
We've had more suicides than we've lost on the fields of Afghanistan, and I think some people are familiar with that after seeing the movie Silver Lining. But I started specializing in the effects of PTSD, and a very, very intelligent psychologist, Dr. Richard Miller in California, is working with the military on a program called iRest.us, and he works with slowing down the languaging and yoga nidra, but at the very end, he uses music as well. So if you have anyone in your family suffering from anxiety or depression, just turning on soft music in the house will slow them down and make them feel a little less anxious.
Well, it's going to vary a little bit, but I think in general, you're right. Music is one of those really, really interesting phenomena because it's literally as old as human history. And we know that it's a different pathway. And as you point out, there's been a lot of research done recently about accessing people who seem to not be accessible through ordinary kind of means. But there was a study that was done well before all of this kind of highfalutin research in bars about 15 years ago, and they realized that if they played upscale music, if they played bouncy music, something happened. If they played, you know, it's raining and my dog died and my powder's wet and my pickup's got a flat tire, everybody drank more. So we know, I mean, it's kind of one of those kind of researches that you think, wow, you know, we know exactly how that came to mind. But that music is really one of those interesting phenomena. And the idea that we were talking about before is that, and let me just amend this a little bit, with people who are very far into Alzheimer's to the extent that they're essentially comatose, that playing music, and it turns out not to be able, you can't play it in the room. It has to be headphones. And it's not clear exactly why that is, except it may be that the retrieval system is not adequate to pick up ambient sounds, and so it has to be direct. It has to be directly into this person's ear. But the music of their adolescence or their childhood or their young adulthood music that has some meaning to them seems to essentially wake them up in ways that nothing else does. So music is one of those things that is absolutely fascinating, and different people respond. There was also a documentary done about, I think, 10 years ago of a father dealing with a son who was apparently in an irreversible coma, who started playing music. So it's one of those fascinating topics that it also makes you wonder why, when budgets get examined, that music programs are the first to get cut. Because it does seem to me that human beings and animals, that mammals in general, who knows about invertebrates, but mammals in general seem to have a different response to music than any other phenomenon. And we're not sure exactly why. It obviously has to do with neurological response and how the brain is wired. But as you say, but different things work in different contexts. But you're certainly right. And I think for all of us that, for example, one of the things that was really recommended highly about, I guess in the late 80s, that we were a little bit more fruit and nuts kind of then, that whale sounds of people who couldn't sleep at night and playing whale sounds seemed to allow people to sleep better. And so we know that our auditory sense is not terribly well developed in human beings, but very important.
Yeah, and I will tell you, what you're saying about the headphones is so critical. And having been born on a little teeny rock in the Virgin Islands and flying my whole life to Italy, I lived in Italy 27 years and all over the place, L.A., I will tell you, when you get heavy turbulence, if you have soft, soft whale sounds or soft, soft classical piano going in your ears, you can sleep for 14 hours through heavy turbulence. You can train yourself. If you find the best little soft music at home that helps you sleep, you can train yourself. Yeah. When those earplugs go into your ears, your brain is already trained. I'm going to sleep for 14 hours.
I'm going to try that the next time I go on one of those 15-hour plane rides. My doctor keeps saying drugs, but I think earbuds make much more sense. And you're absolutely right that we can condition ourselves. It's one of the reasons why we don't like the idea of people reading necessarily in bed or watching TV in bed or eating in bed, that you want to train, you want to condition yourself so that bed means sleep or, I suppose,
right.
Other things you could
it's
do in bed. But,
right, it's a good pattern. We won't take up smoking, but we'll take up earphones.
Works for me. All right, Jane, have a great day. Stay, keep your sunblock on in the car, especially if you can put your arm out the window.
Water right here. Yeah, you too. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jane. Yeah, music is really one of those fascinating things. We're just really beginning to delve into some of the mysteries of it. I mean, we've known about audition for a long time. We've known about the membranes, and we know about the ear and where it goes in the brain. But the actual effect, we're just beginning to really delve into. It's fascinating. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, doctor. How are you? Could you hear me okay?
Beautifully. Thank you. We're talking about audition, and I can hear everybody today, which is great.
Oh, good, good. Okay. I had called you 2 months ago, and you told me to call you back. I was the caller that said I followed your advice in the past and landed a lovely man that I've been married to 17 years ago, and the issue I called you with was about my daughter. And you told me to follow up, telling me to start charging her $100 a week rent, and you gave me some great advice, but I hope you don't mind this phone call. So I was mapping out what I was going to say to you. She started giving me the $100 a week, but I always have to remind her. She was also a hoarder. I don't know if you remember me telling you that, but she started without crying, without anger. We both helped her in a nicely assertive grown-up manner because she's 26 years old, and we got her room and her bathroom done, and she's been keeping up with it, and that was almost 2 months ago.
Wow.
So all the good news, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any bad news here?
A lot.
Okay.
She moved back in 4 years ago. You know, she kind of reneged on everything she said she did. Like, I didn't.
Okay, let me stop you right now. We'll go through the list of what it sounds like. Things are good now, and we'll have to figure out what the context is. Put you on hold. Back to you in a moment. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Joan, who has a 26-year-old daughter who's been living at home for quite some time and not paying rent. And I said, you know, that's not a great idea. So it seems like the rent thing is being settled a bit. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the good news.
And there's also more good news. She stepped up her game with working more than part-time. She started getting more clients, and she's looking for full-time, more full-time work that will give her benefits. And
great.
And she's claimed she's eating better because she's obese, and she's working out or going for walks a little more. The issue is she's had issues with being honest with me and truthful, as well as, like, she broke up with this boyfriend that I wasn't thrilled with and she knew wasn't good for her, but I don't know if she's still seeing him. And also the undercurrent of all that, like I said, is dishonesty.
What is she dishonest about?
Well, for instance, I told her one of the major deal breakers when she moved back in here was no more tattoos. I know that people should do whatever the heck they want with their bodies, but that was my house rule of no more tattoos.
Let me just stop you for 1 second, kiddo, because we talked about this before, and I think that that getting her to pay rent is certainly a good step forward, and presumably I would have actually charged her more than that just because you want her to have the sense that, gee, if I'm paying this much rent, I might as well have some more privacy. Because that's really the issue. The issue is, and I understand that we're in transition here, but it does sound to me that she's understanding that she is paying the rent, she is taking more responsibility for herself. But the real problem is that you're treating a 26-year-old, and admittedly she's acting as a 26-year-old, as if she were 11. All right, and certainly saying to an 11-year-old, can't have tattoos, you know, it's my house. Now, 11-year-olds sometimes go out and get tattoos anyway. But she's not, and I understand the problem that she's put herself in a position of dependency and being more childlike. And so you treat her like a child, but she's not. And what's going to happen is exactly what's happening here. And I think both of you are making progress, but both of you have to keep your eye on the goal here, which is her to be living independently. And the reason she's not, if she won the lottery tomorrow, you know she'd be out of there. But you would give her your blessings. So the issue is really economic at this moment, but it shouldn't blind either of you to the fact that she's 26 and she really needs to be able to date whom she wants, sleep with whom she wants, eat what she wants, dress how she wants, adorn her body how she wants. She's 26 years old. And you and I may say, wow, these are really bad choices. But the only way people ever learn to make better choices is to make bad choices. Very few of us are born with the inherent ability to make great choices. So, and the real problem is still that even though you are making progress, and I think that this is really, I'm not suggesting you toss her out tomorrow, but I'm suggesting that she is making progress and you're making progress, but don't lose sight of the real goal here, which is her to live independently from you, which means if she comes home with a tattoo, either she's smart enough to have it at a place you can't see it, or she covers it with makeup, or she says, Mom, look, it's my body. And you understand that you really don't have a veto here, that any more than she has a veto over what you do to your body if you decide to get a tattoo or breast enhancements or liposuction or a facelift or color your hair, I mean, or wear blue eyeshadow. That those are not, that each of you are allowed an opinion, but probably best not to express it if you really want to have an ongoing relationship. Because if your best friend decided to get a tattoo, you might say, do you think that's really a great idea? But you would no more say, look, you can't come into my house if you get a tattoo, right? Because she's a grown-up. And part of what we do with our friends is we respect their choices even if they're not ours.
I hate hearing you tell me this. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know. It's not like you're saying, gee, Joy, can I just applaud you for that? I mean, I know you do, but you also understand on some level that I'm right, that it's, think about yourself in the same situation with respect to your mom at the same stage of your life.
Well,
and
at least she bottom-lined it for me. Basically, I didn't like that she claimed she got it 6 months ago, and I would have liked her, as a grown-up, sit down with me and say, look, Mom, I blew through my inheritance. She blew through tons of money, and I wanted her to take stock in what's important to start building a respectful, decent life and make her life easier instead of harder all the time and not go for the quick.
But I don't disagree with you, but it's still her inheritance and her life and her choices.
Okay.
And it's the toughest part about parenting, in that we have to understand, well, there are a bunch of tough parts about parenting. The toughest part about parenting is we have to think of our kids' welfare before our own, which is not inherently obvious or instinctive at all. Because what we do is we feel we want to protect them. And that's not necessarily good parenting. And again, the best rule of thumb I can offer you, Joan, is if you and your daughter had reversed roles. If you were the one, and you don't even have to think about it that way. It doesn't have to be a metaphorical idea. All you have to do is think about your relationship with your mom. And it may be better than your relationship with your daughter. But still, if your mother had said to you, don't marry this guy, or don't move to the city, or don't study this stuff in school, or don't take this job, or don't cut your hair that way, it would not have sat well. That part of what we do is find our own way through this world. And as I said, bad choices are a lot more instructive than good choices. Good choices seem almost like luck. Bad choices, we think, oh, wow, we don't want that to happen again. Let's have to figure out what the alternative is.
I just, Joy, if I just feel like she always finds a new bottom to hit, it's so...
Well, but she's not. She's not. She's at the house. She's paying you rent. And I think what I would do is sit with her and say, look, here's the deal. How about we figure out a way, and let me just get back to one other thing, the issue about lying. Everybody at any age lies for exactly the same reason, to deal with the discrepancy between what is and what they'd like to be, all right? So when you say to your daughter, when did you get the tattoo, and she lies to you, what she's really saying is none of your business and you shouldn't be asking, which is true. So if you don't ask, If you're 100%, if she were 5 years old and you were sure she'd done something wrong, you punish her. Don't ask. Because if you ask, she's very likely going to lie. And then, as every parent knows, then we do the thing of, well, not only did you do this, but you were lying to me about it. Well, of course they did. Because they know at that moment, and even a five-year-old knows, if they admit to it, they're going to get punished. If they deny it, there's some possibility that they can con their parent, which means they'll get away with it. So, of course, the obvious thing to do is lie. Now, as we get older, what we understand is we're probably not going to get away with it. We take responsibility for our own behavior. It's not about pleasing a parent. It's about doing the right thing. But take this, 5-year-olds don't know that. And unfortunately, a 26-year-old isn't learning it. Hang on, because I do want to talk about how we go forward on this as well. Hang on for a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Joan, who's in the really difficult position of parenting an adult child. And that term is really very helpful in that chronologically she's an adult, but emotionally, in some ways, especially in your eyes, Joan, she is a child. And that, if you could remember that terminology, may help you and make sure that you're not treating her more like a child than an adult. It's probably better to treat an adult more, a child more like an adult than an adult like a child. Because if you treat a child, a five-year-old, as with the same respect. And again, what you really want to do is treat a child like a child, an adult like an adult. But it's not the world's easiest thing to do, and there's so much variation in terms of what those terms mean, not only to us, but to the world and to that person. But treating an adult like a child is always a mistake. Treating a child like an adult has some benefit. It also has some disadvantages, but it's of the two, it's probably better to treat a child like an adult than an adult like a child. So moving forward, I again, with this theme in mind of treating her like an adult, of saying, look, I know it drives you nuts when I treat you like a five-year-old. And so let's figure out, I think you've made great progress, and hopefully I have too, in seeing you more as an adult and being more respectful of you and your lives and your choice. But let's understand that the real goal here is to get you to a degree of self-sufficiency so that you don't have to talk with me about your tattoos. You don't have to explain whether you're dating or not dating. You don't have to worry about whether my eyebrows go up when you're eating a bag of Doritos. But these are choices that you can make on your own, and whether I approve of them or not, you're old enough and wise enough to begin making those choices and understand the consequences for yourself. So let's figure out how, by the end of this year, let's say, that we can move you into, even if it's a room someplace, or that you're working as an aide to an older person, or that you're doing some live-in babysitting, so that you can be living independently of us. And let's figure out how together we can accomplish that. And because you're giving her the benefits, but also the benefit of the doubt of treating her with respect, of saying, here's what my goal is for you. Tell me about your goals are for yourself. So you're not working at cross purposes all the time.
I hear you. I don't know if you remember telling me the last time. I know you've handled so many people, but you told me to give her ideas of working, you know, putting makeup on for the, you know, women in shelters or doing something to build self-esteem. Do you remember?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And I tried doing it, and she's always stalled. I don't know if it's because she has this inner voice. I don't know if it's because she's lazy or I hate saying that, or the fact that she just doesn't like anything new because of her fears.
Or it just may be if Mom suggests it, and it's not my idea, if I go along with it, then, you know, part of the way there are different ways of parenting kids. And one of the ways that we parent kids is to understand who they are and what will work for them. There's some kids that if you sit and logic it out with them, that'll work fine. You know, you just say, okay, this makes sense. But the problem is that one person's logic is just an consistent interior dialogue, right? That's all logic means. So what may seem logical to you may not seem logical to her at all. I'm always faced with this dilemma as a therapist. The fact that it seems reasonable to me doesn't have anything to do with my client or even my caller. I got to walk you guys through it so you see it. And if you don't see it, to understand why you don't see it, maybe you were working from different standpoints. Or the point is that my insight can only be useful to you if it becomes something that makes sense to you. So one of the ways that we parent is we sort of say, okay, let's talk about this logically. Some of the works, to be quite honest, for the reason I just mentioned, that the logic is very context sensitive. So another way of parenting is to put an idea out there, just say, you know, I was just thinking about this, and then walk away from it. And most of our kids are not stupid, and they are not destructive in ways that are general. I mean, they may be an individual kind of little things that doesn't make much sense to us. And quite often they'll go and sniff around it, and they'll come back, you know, a couple of months later and say, oh, just thinking about this idea. And if we're wise, and hopefully we are, we never say, oh, yeah, that's what I mentioned. No, we just say, great idea. So with your daughter, what I'm suggesting is several strategies at the same time. But mostly the strategy that says, this isn't working for either of us, for me to be treating you like an 11-year-old. Here's what my notion is, my goal is, and why. Tell me what your goals are for yourself. And then you have to keep still. And even if she says something that doesn't make any sense to you, you have to think about it. You have to give her the respect that says, let me think about that. Can we talk about this again in a couple of days or a couple of hours or a couple of minutes or whatever? But she needs to be on her own. You need to have her on her own. She needs to make decisions that are not anti-mom decisions, because that's what she's doing now. If you said, I think what you should do is go and get a hot fudge sundae, even if she's on her way to Baskin Robbins, she's going to say, you hate me, you want me to be fat. If you say, instead of doing a hot fudge sundae, why don't we get some low-cal yogurt, she's going to say, right, Mom, you think I'm fat. So no matter what you do, it's going to be wrong. Once you understand that, then you don't have to do anything. You can just say, tell me what you want to do.
I hear you.
Okay.
But yeah, doctor, I went into such a fury yesterday when I saw this tattoo I'm at a party and I see it on a hand, like in big red letters on her wrist of all places. And I told her she couldn't come home last night. Actually, she had to take a cab service and stayed at my neighbor's because I didn't want her in the house because she and I made a deal and she went against the deal.
It was the wrong deal to me.
I know, apparently. But now my question is, where do I go from here?
Call her up and tell her you were wrong. You say, look, I shouldn't have put you in that deal. It's your body. You shouldn't have lied to me. And two wrongs don't make a tattoo. So here's the deal. Let's talk about, and I go and do this on neutral turf. I wouldn't do it in my living room. I do it at a coffee shop and say, you know, I was wrong to tell you can't come and live there. But the real issue is, you don't need a mom in the way that I know how to be a mom, which is to tell you what's right and what's wrong. You can do that for yourself, but you can't do it under my roof because it makes me crazy. So let's figure out how in the next couple of months to get you out on your own in a safe place that you can, and it may not be quite as luxurious as living at home, but you'll be your own woman. You can get tattoos, you can stay out late, you can do what you want to do, and you and I can begin to be mother and daughter and maybe even friends at some point, as opposed to this kind of cuckoo situation we have here where I treat you like you're an 11-year-old and you lie to me, and then I say, not only did you get a tattoo, but you lied to me about it, and this is crazy. This doesn't make any sense for two people who love each other. And we do love each other, we just haven't figured out a way for you to be a grown-up, and part of it is that I'll treat you more like a grown-up if you're not living under my roof, because if you're under my roof, it's kind of my rules, and my rules are not workable for you right now.
Okay. You've been a doll. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome. Okay,
really?
You can play. Yeah, you can play this for you. My guess is you don't need to play it for her. You can explain it to her. But the point is that, yeah, call her up, take her out for coffee and say, you know, I was wrong. This was not the wrong. But the whole setup is wrong. You shouldn't be living here, and I shouldn't have to toss you out. I shouldn't have to go after you for rent. You shouldn't have to pay me rent because you should be living someplace else and coming over here for brunch.
Right. Right.
Okay. And let's figure out how to do that in the next couple of months.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. All right. So as I said, I just evolved a new. Somebody actually sent me a bunch of years ago. They said, could you write a book about all your sayings? And I said, what sayings? You know, what? And then they sent me a list of like 40 of them. And I just realized I just did another one, which is if you're going to, you're better to treat a child like an adult like a child. So there we go. That's my statement of the week. Neither are particularly what you want to do, but most of us can't find that middle ground anyway. Excuse me. Today is National Relaxation Day. And my personal favorite, although they're hard to find, National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. When's the last time you saw lemon meringue pie, Manny?
Never, as far back.
Never?
As I can
You've never seen lemon? Have you ever had one?
Nope, never.
All right, here's the deal. There's some place there will be a lemon. Greek diners were the ones that I most associate with lemon meringue pie. It's a regular pie filling, or pie crust. You could do graham cracker crust, which are always a little sweeter and better. And then you get lemon pudding, which is kind of tart. And then the meringue is just egg whites that are beat with sugar. And it's a wonderful combination of flavors and colors and textures and sweet and tart. Maybe I'll make a lemon meringue pie and I'll send it to you. No, I can't send it to you. All right, and you can relax with your lemon meringue pie. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair
unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Some pretty interesting things in the news today. In terms of the Olympics, Michael Phelps is saying, this time I'm really, 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 really going to retire. But he said the same thing 4 years ago. But, I mean, it's an extraordinary kind of thing that he's 31. He's taking home 5 gold medals and 1 silver. And he then is the greatest swimmer of all time. He's won 28 medals throughout his career, 23 of them gold. And if he was his own country, if it was Phelpsia, I don't know what we call it, what would be Phelpa, that he'd have more gold medals than all but 32 of the 205 countries competing. That's kind of, it's like Brooklyn. Brooklyn's about to be larger than Chicago, have more population than Chicago.
Wow.
Although Brooklyn for a long time, I think Chicago is what? It's New York, L.A. I think Chicago is third. is third largest city in America.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, for a long time, would have been the sixth largest.
Mm.
So that Brooklyn has now moved up to third, would have been it bypassed Chicago. But the part of it is that people are leaving Chicago because of the violence going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, there's dispute. Did you see that the another swimmer, Ryan Luck, was held up at gunpoint, according to his mom?
Yeah.
But according to his coach, he wasn't. So the Olympic Committee is saying it's not true.
Oh, wow, yeah, because that was all over the news yesterday.
Yeah. No, they're saying he went to a party with some other swimmers, and they stopped to get gas, and people had guns and knives, and they just took their wallets. And the Olympic Committee said it didn't happen. The personal coach is saying he wasn't held up. They weren't held up. They're trying to figure out what happened. Let me tell you what I think may have. They had green water. They have Zika. But hopefully this, it may be that what happened was that he lost his wallet in some other way and then is now sort of covering for, I don't know, the story gets weirder and weirder, but it's too bad because the Olympics, I haven't watched very much of it, but the performances of the athletes are just wonderful. I watched a little bit of the marathon yesterday. People, and the marathon, they're running in the streets of Rio, and they get very close to the crowd. I was terrified that one of the people was going to reach out and knock them over or something. The woman finished, 26 miles or something, 26 point whatever it is, in a little over 2 hours. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, Americans came in, I think, fifth and sixth. So they were not in middle category, but they did not too badly. Three of them, I think, in the top 10. All right, so this is a story that I thought we should get you guys to respond to, just because we've been talking so much about race in this country. Okay, we're talking about Pitzer College, which is in California, and two students, male and female, advertised. They posted a listing on Facebook that they were looking for a roommate, and it said POC only. You know what POC means?
Person of color.
Yeah, that's what I figured out too. And so it's getting to be hugely controversial. And the woman said was not meant to be racist. A desperate move to create a safe space for her. I don't know what that means. I do not hate white people. That's not what I screamed in that post. What I screamed in that post was, I'm eagerly desperate to create a safe space on this campus in order for me to return and be successful here. The male says he can't be racist because racism is built upon prejudice and power. He says in order to be racist, he would need some system or network of power. The school's president responded to the controversy, saying the post is inconsistent with the mission and values of the college. But this is another example to us that social media is not an effective platform to engage in complex dialogue on seemingly intractable critical issues that have varied histories and contested understandings. That sounds like a true political response, isn't it? All right, so, you could say, well, why did they have to post it that way? Why couldn't they just say like-minded? Because the point that you could say, well, they could just interview roommates and decide whom they liked. And that seems to me the most obvious thing to do, because maybe everybody that is butterscotch is going to be someone that you don't like, and everybody who's strawberry is going to be, the first strawberry person you find you think is just going to be great. So, to say that the only compatible person would be someone who had the same skin color is racist. Racism doesn't necessarily have to do with power. It really doesn't. It just has to do with discrimination. If it becomes policy, then it may have to do with power. But the idea is that they couldn't turn somebody away on the basis of the race because that's illegal. So, do you have any thoughts about it? It would seem to me that it was needlessly unpleasant. No, that's not the word I want. Needlessly, I guess, harsh where they, you know, it, when you interview roommates, you can sort of, you can charge them more money. I mean, there's so many bases on which to accept or not accept somebody. But to put it in your ad, might as well put,
yeah.
I mean, is it?
To me, it's just opening up a whole other can of worms that doesn't really need to be opened, if that makes sense. You know, like it just.
Yeah, I guess my point would be, what's the point?
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's like, why does that specifically need to be put in the ad?
I'd love to see the rest of the ad. I mean, you could say, well, what if you put in vegetarian? Well, but that's a choice. You could put in non-smoker or smoker. Or, I mean, if you put in things that are choices, I guess the racism is being prejudiced about somebody over things over which they have no control. That's bigotry, right?
Yeah.
So the color of their hair, well, I suppose we do have, she said, batting her big blue eyes. We do have some control over the color of our hair, color of our eyes, I suppose, contact lenses. But your height or, you know, it's like saying fat people or skinny people or anorexic people need not apply. I mean, what's the point? You can, when people come, you can either say, gee, I don't think this would work for us, or we don't seem compatible. But why would you go to that extent?
Right. It just comes off as a bad look, I guess, if that makes sense. It's like,
yeah,
it's just,
it comes off harsh for no reason, unkind.
Yeah.
All right, let's put it on Facebook and see what other people think about it, all right?
Sure, yeah.
That Louisiana is, I mean, poor Louisiana. I know, and it's my birth state. The water's rising again. I watched this horrifying video. These people, this woman was trapped in her car. And she says, I'm drowning. And they get in the water and they get her out. And she says, you have to get my dog. And they said, we can't get your dog. And she said, then you have to get my dog. I'll go after him. And the good news is they get the dog and she's okay. But, geez, poor Louisiana. So they got 24 inches of rain or something. I mean, it's just an unbelievable kind of thing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.